You're listening to the Trim Radio Network. We cut the bull and serve the truth.
I know you're out there. I can feel you now. I know that you're afraid. You're afraid of us. You're afraid of change. I don't know the future. I didn't come here to tell you how this is going to end. I came here to tell you how it's going to begin.
Take the blue pill. Take the red pill. 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 Take the blue pill. You take the red pill, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. There is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. 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 You stay in Wonderland. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
Now, transmitting from an undisclosed location in the northeast quadrant of the United States. It's the Red Pill Reality Show on the Trim Radio Network with your host, Riscala Stevens. Saturday nights from 9 p.m. Eastern until midnight. Call-in lines are open. Dial 803-200-2277 to reach your host directly. And now your host, Riscala.
Hello and welcome, everyone. It is the Red Pill Reality Show, and we are live. This is July the 6th. I'm announcing the date because I've had to run a couple of replays. Once, almost going to run a replay tonight, but I didn't want to do that. So my issue that I'm having is the computer that I've been using has been doing fine. It's really nothing wrong with it per se, but when we get on the platforms, the different platforms, it requires a little more horsepower, and because of that, if I put my video on, it messes things up really bad. As it is right now, it lags on me. So when I try to move something around on the screen or something like that, it's not a smooth move, the best way I can describe it. So hopefully I'll have this resolved. I wanted it resolved by tonight. I'm building a new computer with enough memory to handle everything, the horsepower. But I ran into an issue last minute. The computer's running into a memory issue of some sort. So I have to figure all that out. So all in due time. So I don't know if there's anybody out there that has not seen any of the clips or maybe even watched the debate that happened and so many people talking about it. What bothers me about this whole thing is that people have known about this for a long time. And they kept and continued to pretend like, oh my God, I can't believe this. I can't believe this is him. Oh no, there must be something wrong. And then of course you have others who have seen it all along and said, you know, we can't deal with this guy. He's not going to win for us. He needs to go. And Joe says, no, I'm not going to go. Oh my gosh. It's unbelievable. It really is. What an embarrassment to us, truly, what an embarrassment that this man is, let alone that it has been documented now, well, according to Congress anyway, documented that he has taken money from adversaries of ours and lots of money. Appears to be that he was providing a name, if you will. A name brand, man, that's a better way to put it. He was providing a name brand. He was out there prostituting himself. And I believe some of it was even when he was the vice president. There is a video of this guy. I don't even like to say his name. Maybe I should say it's O-Vomit 2. You know, we had O-Vomit, now we have O-Vomit 2. Anyway, there's a video out there of this guy. He's having a press conference of some sort. And he says that, now this is while he is the vice president, mind you. He says that, I told the president that the president of Ukraine, I told the president that if he don't get rid of that prosecutor, he's not going to get whatever it was, $1 billion or whatever. You know, it's just crazy how much money we throw back and forth. So the president said to him, you can't do that. He said, yeah, well, get on the phone and call the president. And he'll tell you exactly what I said. You don't get rid of that guy, you're not going to get money. So they got rid of that guy. Why did he want to get rid of that guy? The prosecutor that they wanted to get rid of was looking into and investigating possible fraud within this corporation that is there in Ukraine. And that Hunter Biden was on the board of this company. And he felt that, well, you know, what other than the name, what skill does this guy have? He's never sat on another board. He's not involved in any companies. He's not selling anything that we are aware of. What could it be that this guy has been put on the table for us that they should pay him this amount of money? So let's go Brandon. He had that prosecutor fired. And the investigation, of course, stopped. And the company Burisma continues, I believe, until this day. Now, mind you, we know that the company, back up a minute. There are those who are in authority who know that the company that we're talking about is indeed corrupt. In fact, it's a front. And it's a front to help them launder money. But nobody's doing anything about it. We just keep throwing more money at Ukraine. And I can't help but think that there are countries around the world laughing their behinds off at us. Look at those stupid Americans. Look at how much money they're pouring into Ukraine. They have homeless people walking around. Much worse than just homeless people, they have homeless veterans. These are people who put their lives on the line. They will be homeless while they are allowing all of these people who don't belong there in and then paying them and putting them up with a place to live. We look like the laughingstock. It is truly unbelievable to me that this country has reached this point. In our history, I can't imagine any other country on the face of this planet where you could go enter into the country illegally because you haven't gone through the proper vets and the proper investigation into your background to see if you are somebody who's worthy of being in that particular country. No, you just trot right on in, and then the government of that country welcomes you with open arms, gives you literally money, a place to stay, a cell phone if you don't have one, health care. Meanwhile, citizens of the same country who have paid into the system for God knows how long, no, they're out on the street. Or worse, for some of them, they're dying and not getting any help whatsoever. Does that sound like the kind of place you want to live? Because that's what we are today. I know of no other country, none, that is allowing what is going on today. And I believe, truly believe, that it is a multifaceted reason. It's not just one reason why they're allowing these people in here. One of the main reasons, I can tell you, is they're going to let these people vote. And they're going to make damn sure that those people know, well, it was the Democrats. It was the Democrats. It was the Democrats who let you in this country. It was the Democrats. So those people will feel an obligation, I'm sure. Oh, well, you know, we're here now and they let us in. It was the Democrats. We don't want to vote for the Republicans. They're the devil. They're going to kick us out. It's truly disgusting what's happening. And I am steam coming out my ears because I know nobody's really doing anything about it. They will report to you there are hundreds of thousands. Sometimes the reports are now into the tens of millions over this period of time and tens of thousands per day coming into our country who don't belong here. There are numerous crimes that are being committed by these people. And few of them are being reported. And what is worse is those who get caught get turned back loose again. I can't understand how somebody can see this, look at it, and say, holy smokes, man, these people are trying to kill us. They are trying to destroy our country, and doggone it, they're doing a damn good job. And we're allowing it. The key word is allowing. We are allowing this. Because the power is truly in our hands. However, the people who are doing this to us understand that. And they are doing everything that they have in order to keep us divided. And sadly, unlike us, they have all the vehicles and the means and the financial horsepower to put forth their ideas and make it seem as though their ideas are the majority's ideas, when in fact they are an extreme minority of what is going on. I saw a post on Facebook about Riley Gaines. I believe that's her name. This is the young lady that competed against a guy who decided to call himself Leah, still had his package. They forced this young lady and her teammates. They were undressing in the girls' room, in the real girls' room, and this guy's in there undressing with him because I identify as a girl. And to make things worse, when they competed and Riley really was the winner, they gave it to this dipstick because they thought it was going to make them look good. Well, I was relieved today to see that Riley has had filed a lawsuit and has won. I don't remember the number, but I believe it's like $50 million. I am, praise her, and we need more people to stand up for this. And on another note, this guy, Leah, has been, I got to laugh about this because finally some common sense, has been banned from a lot of women's athletic sports. And if I'm not mistaken, along with that went the Olympics. They told him to go compete with men. You were born with a package. That means you are an XY chromosome. That means I don't care what you think you are, how you identify. God has given you something that there is no replacement for. Even if you whack it off and put a set of boobs on you and they drill a hole in you down there, you've still got the XY chromosome. You've still got the makeup and the muscle structure of a male and also the bone structures of a male. God forbid that you should die. They could dig your bones up 100 years later and say, yep, that was a guy. So the idea that you have this I identify garbage, thank God people are starting to wake up to this. This is insanity. Why we would allow this to continue is far beyond my greatest imagination, that there are parents who would support the idea of allowing their child to be indoctrinated if they feel like they are a something instead of what they are. I know a lot of you have had to have heard about, I think it was a high school or maybe a middle school. Well, they allowed students to come in whatever they wanted. They had students come in as cats. Meow, meow. My pronouns are meow. Can you imagine what kind of insanity that is? Meow, is meow here today? Meow, where's your homework? How can you? Oh, my God. Well, finally, I can't remember. I think it was Idaho. I may be wrong. I think it was Idaho. I'm thinking through my mind. Like, you know what happens when you reach my age? You get Alzheimer's. You're not Alzheimer's there yet. You're just halfway there. So I can't remember everything real quick. I think it was Idaho. They said that the pronouns that will be used in our schools will be the pronouns of the gender that you were born with. Thank you very much. Because this insanity has to quit. The corruption in this country runs so deep and so vast and so wide, all the way down to schools indoctrinating children at a very young age, that somehow this country is not worthy of their praise. That somehow we are evil because we are a capitalist system, and that we demand from them certain things like, oh, I don't know, accepting responsibility for bad actions. Heaven forbid. We have an entire generation that believes they can do whatever they want because it makes them feel good. I learned a long time ago, doing something that makes you feel good is not necessarily good for you. But then you pile on top of that, whatever it is that you're doing to feel good, you try to impress or push onto other people, then we have a problem. Because now you're trying to affect other people's lives, which you may be able to do, and it would end up being more than likely in a negative way. A lot of this that's going on with this movement that has created such a division in our country, a lot of it is backed by these sick, twisted psychopaths. And it's sad that we have people who, you know, I get ahead of myself sometimes. My mind is going faster than my mouth can pronounce the words. Forgive me. Saw a video of Dipstick. Let's go, Brandon. And he's trying to convince people that he is capable of continuing to destroy this country. Of course, he's telling them, he's like, oh, I'm worthy of being president. And he gets about, I don't know, maybe four or five sentences in, and then he starts with the mumbling again. You know, kind of reminds me of Porky Pig. I don't know if you ever have seen the cartoon with Porky Pig, and he talks real fine, then you'll get to a point, all of a sudden, you just start stuttering. At least Porky Pig got the message out. This guy, he goes in like 20 different directions all of a sudden. He's talking about one thing, and then another completely different thing comes into the subject. And you wonder, you know, is he on this planet with us? I mean, I see him standing up there, but is he really here with us? Because this is crazy. I just can't understand how anybody could support them. Well, let me back up a minute. I can't understand how an average hardworking American would support this guy, knowing what he has done to us. We have been financially raped over the last 3 years. And if he continues to get his way, it will only get worse. He wants to convince people, my mind just went blank. Good. Gravy. I told you, Alzheimer's. The inflation was 9+% when I, no, it wasn't. It wasn't anywhere near 9%. It was like around 1 or 1.2%. It was very, very minor, very minimal. Money was easily available. It wasn't like it is today. How many of you remember how much we were paying for gas? I remember boasting to one of my friends. I was living in Florida at the time. In West Palm Beach, Florida. And I was posting to my friend, hey, gas went down to $1.99 today. And he didn't say a word. He sent me back a picture. $1.75. $1.75 and wherever he was at, I don't recall now. He's Midwest, I think, somewhere. He's a Facebook friend. And $1.99 in West Palm Beach, Florida. And I would venture to say it's probably close to 80%, 70% more now. Well, let me ask you, is the amount of money that you earn, has it gone up by 70%? Because that's the only way you can keep just keeping even with it all. You would have to have that kind of an increase in your income. And the answer for the majority of us is no. So what happens is we are forced to pay for something that those of us who have at least a couple of neurons firing upstairs understand. This is all unnecessary. It's unnecessary for us to be paying. I think the last time I looked, it was $3.50 a gallon. It's unnecessary for us to be paying these outrageous prices on real estate. And I'm telling you, the real estate market is going to blow. This can't continue. When I was in Florida, a three-bedroom, two-bathroom home, 1,800 square feet. Now, this isn't anything fancy, you guys. This is about average America. Three-bedroom, two-bathroom, small lot, not a really big lot to go with it. No pool in the back, just a small fenced-in area, a screened-in area on a porch in the back. That went for $750,000. Who's got that kind of money? Who earns that kind of money? And so what happens is people are, oh, well, you know, we're going to get in. We're going to be able to do this. I'm sure we can make more money. They get talked into it. I don't know. I don't know how they get away with it. But I can tell you time after time after time, houses all around me, it was blowing my mind, totally blowing my mind what was going on. And it just continued to explode almost like a volcano. And then you just can't continue. Even a volcano can't continue to explode forever. That kind of insanity. These people who sign these contracts with this outrageous amount for these homes, I believe there's going to come a time when they're going to get caught with their pants down, financial pants down. They're not going to be able to afford it. So all the money that they paid to be able to live in this home will be lost, and they'll have to walk away or they'll be forced out. And then whoever took the mortgage gets to refinance the home. They get the home. They get to refinance the home again and make more money on the next people who are in line, depending upon if they qualify or not. It is a vicious, vicious, psychotic game that these people play. It's totally disgusting when you understand that the whole thing is a scam. None of this that we're going through, not a single bit of it. The threat of world war, they speak of world war as it was just commonplace now. The threat of a world war, it's my opinion. I've been wrong before. But I have said for many years, we were the bullies of the planet. We went around beating up the smaller countries. We went into Iraq 2 times. I don't know how many people remember that. 2 times we went into Iraq. Daddy Bush went into Iraq. And Buddy Bush went into Iraq as a little boy. The second time, they completely destroyed the country. We went into Yemen, destroyed the country. We went into Afghanistan, pretty much destroyed the country. We went into Libya, pretty much destroyed the country. And there's a bunch of places that they won't tell you or talk about. Little countries that hardly anybody knows anything about, but they have resources. They may have precious metals. They may have oil. Whatever it is, we were going there using all kinds of excuses so that we could take the resources from them. One of the first things that happened in the invasion, and it was an invasion of Iraq by the United States, one of the first things that happened, major things, one of the first major things that happened, they were looking for Saddam's gold and they found it. And it was a lot. I'm talking tons of gold. Where did all that gold go? Just like 9/11. Tons of gold. Where did all that gold go? They don't talk about that. There was gold in those buildings. There were international banks that were located in those buildings. And those international banks had all kinds of precious metals, along with jewelry and God knows what else, because some of it is private and they don't report it. But they had gold and a lot of it. What happened to that gold? What happened to the gold of Saddam Hussein? What happened to the gold in Libya? when they went to Libya. They stole that man. They murdered the dictator, and they stole his gold. In our name, they're doing this. They're carrying on wars in Ukraine when they know they we should not be in Ukraine. We have boots on the ground in Ukraine. I don't know how many people understand the ramifications of that. Boots on the ground in Ukraine. Oh, they'll tell you, no, we don't have anybody. Yeah, right. There are boots on the ground in Ukraine, and they'll call them advisors. A bunch of garbage. Advisors that carry around every weapon you could possibly imagine. Advisors that are firing at what they determine is the enemy, who is Russians. Think about that for a moment. Do you think any of this would happen if we had Donald Trump as the president? And I don't want to hear from those bozos who tell me, oh, you got your nose up his butt. No, I don't. He's done things that are wrong. But when you look at the overall accomplishments of this man, go pound sand. Nobody comes close to him. I don't think any of this that's going on, Ukraine definitely wouldn't happen. There's no question in my mind. And that's probably why they don't want him. Because they know that once he becomes the president, they won't be able to carry on all these freaking wars that they want to make their money. The people who make the bombs and the bullets, and don't you think they're making money? So they're going to support the war. And then, of course, we have people within our government for skimming whatever money there is. Oh, listen, I'll give you a... I ran into this when many years ago, and it really freaked me out. And the way that it worked was there was a contract up for a product. And, I'll give the name of the... because they're no longer in business. It was an airline. It was called Eastern Airlines. It was this particular one was located in Miami, which I think was one of their main branches. Or it could have been their headquarters. Anyway, a contract came up for a product that was used in the process of painting aircraft. And I was with a company that was bidding on it. I was with the 3M company. And so we bid on it, and a couple of other people bid on it. And we knew what the cost of this product was because we bought it at the maximum discount. Nobody bought it any larger than we did. And we quoted it accordingly at a very, very low percentage markup. And we ended up losing it. And we lost it to somebody who actually quoted more than we did. And that kind of threw me off. I thought this was all about, you know, whoever had the highest quality with the lowest price kind of thing, right? I come to find out later on what had happened was they had basically bribed the purchasing agent. And they had given him, they didn't give him money initially. They gave him things like, well, this is not, mind you, this is going many, many years back now. This is back in late 70s. They gave him a really nice color television. What else did they give? They gave him a couple of other things. I can't remember what it was, exactly what it was. And then I believe, I don't have any, I have evidence on the color television because I had a friend of mine worked receiving when it came, showed up. But, I don't have any evidence, but I have deep suspicions that he was given cash as well. So they were able to raise the price. He approved the purchase. The raising of the price allowed them to give this guy cash. And this is a lot of what the same similar situations are going on in Congress. It may be a little more complicated than that, but they're allowing companies to do this and do that. And because of that, they're maybe invested in these companies. And because they do that, their investments increase far greater than the average person because they know when something's going to hit and when something's going to drop. So they know when to get in, they know when to get out. Well, I got to tell you, they're supposed to be working for us. There's not very many of them up there that I can say that about. And because Donald Trump, I believe, I may be mistaken, but I'm fairly certain I am correct when I say this, is the only one. He is the only one who has come into the picture, has played the game without coming in, getting ready to use the system and suck the finances out of it like a vacuum cleaner, like the rest of them have. Instead, he has invested his own money. He didn't take a salary. I don't know how many of you remember that. He took the money that was going to be paid to him and donated it to a variety of different well-deserved organizations. He brought about peace. I can't remember. I think it was three, maybe four peace accords. We didn't have the fires that we have today going on around the world when Donald Trump was the president, because the adversaries of this country knew you don't mess with this guy. How many of you remember the Rocket Man, I think he referred him to him as, Kim Jong-un? Love the way this comes to this thing. You know, Mr. Kim, how many of you remember he stepped foot in North Korea for the first time in decades? And I maybe even the first time as a president stepping foot into an adversary's land and territory. And he did so many things that were positive for our country. And then this guy comes along. I got to back up. My mind is running faster than my mouth can go. I know without question in my mind that the 2020 election was rigged. That the 2020 election, there is overwhelming evidence. And if you want to see some of it, you send me an email or you find me on Facebook and I will give you the links. Overwhelming evidence that massive fraud was committed in order to put this guy, install this. I got to bite my tongue because there's some words, colorful words I'd like to use, but wouldn't be professional. To install this man, you know, install. When I think of an installation, I think of something like, I don't know, a toilet. Because that's about all he's worth at this point. Everything that comes out of him is the same stuff that goes into a toilet. It's just crap. All of it's crap. He talks about this. He talks about that. He doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. I love it in the debate when he mumbled and jumbled for his way through something about Medicare. And then they went to Donald, and Donald says, yeah, he tore up Medicare pretty well. And then on another one, Donald says, I don't know what he said. I don't think he knows what he said. This is the guy running supposedly the country. This is the guy that supposedly has his fingers on the buttons. And they commonly talk about World War III. I don't see anybody fighting this man with the fervor that they fought Donald Trump over a freaking phone call. We are being threatened with the world war. And I don't see, if there's an effort, I don't see it. Maybe there is an effort, but I sure don't see it. And I'm looking for it. I want to say I have some faith left in these people that run this country, but I don't. I don't. I look at what's happening at our border. How many people are coming in every day? In some places, it's tens of thousands. In one, I can't remember which one it was, they said over 100,000 over that month. 100,000 people. There are cities here in the United States that are small enough that handle 100,000 people. So we have entire cities coming into our country sometimes in a single freaking day. But I see little to no effort on behalf of the rest of the government. There's supposed to be an equalization. We have three branches of government. None of them are supposed to be higher than the other. And each branch is supposed to be transparent in the sense that if one wants to check the other out, they can do that. That's not happening anymore. Meanwhile, we have, God knows how much crime has increased in our country. I saw a short video from a liberal who to me looked like a girl. I don't know. Could have been a guy. Could have been. I don't know. Sounded like a girl. But then again, who was saying, well, you know, trying to complain. They were complaining about, well, Donald, when Donald Trump gets in office, he's going to do this and he's going to do that and he's going to do the other. And everything that this person said, I was going, you betcha. You doggone right. She was, I'm assuming, you know, I'm just assuming. She said he's going to carry out the biggest deportation in the history of our country. Thank you, President Trump. I appreciate that, because when that greatest deportation goes on, a lot of that garbage that leaves this country is exactly that. People are thinking in their minds, or they want, the media wants people to think in their minds, well, these are families that are coming here. These are families that are, they're fighting for their lives. This is their survival. This is the last place on earth where they can go. We are to welcome them. That's not what's coming across the border, people. You need to wake up and smell the coffee. That's not what's coming. That might be here and there, but that's not what's coming. I had a friend of mine who physically went down to the border and shot video. And I was astonished to see. Now, this was a year, 2 years ago. Astonished to see that 80%, at least 8 out of 10 people that came across that border were men, young men, 18 to 30 or 35 years old. Perfect age for soldiers. Nobody's doing anything to try to stop this. They're yakking about it. They're talking all day long. Yak, 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 yak. Nothing is happening. We have a governor who decided, you know what? I've had enough. This is insane. My responsibility is to my state, and I'm going to protect my state. And when he decided to do that, the government comes down on him and sues him and tries and attempts to get him to stop protecting his state because his state is on the border with Mexico. This would not be happening. This did not happen with Donald Trump. And my concern is more and more people are waking up. And I appreciate that. I'm very grateful for that. Here's my concern. I don't know if we've changed anything in the voting system. So what good is it? They'll reinstall this toilet again, and we'll be up, you know what's creek, the stuff that goes down in the toilet. So I'm hopeful on one hand, but I'm very pessimistic, I guess. I think of it just being realistic. These people will do anything, and I mean anything, to stay in power. And the idea, the very idea of Donald Trump becoming president, and he's already told them, my revenge is going to be success. But those of you who have broken the law, you're not going to get away with it. I'm not going to come after you just because you came after me. If I come after you, it's because you broke the law, not me. And I'm going to see to it that justice is served. It's just scaring the you know what out of them. They're changing their diapers on a daily basis. That's why they'll do everything that they can and anything that they can to stop this man. You know, I was so overwhelmed with anger how they allowed the 2020 election to continue. We had people who were manipulated into going into the Capitol and then used to make examples out of for the rest of the people. Anybody who objects to the 2020 election is a conspiracy theorist. They are part of the insurrection. What a bunch of garbage. But they were able to take pretty much innocent people and put them in prison. And I think they were just released, if I'm not mistaken. I think they're working on releasing them. How long were they in prison for? 3 years? Some of them were in solitary confinement. Solitary confinement. And the crime, some of them were never officially charged with anything. Nothing. How can you hold somebody? Well, gee, if you are within this administration who is basically of a communist mentality, you can do whatever you want. Meanwhile, the other two branches of our government are not doing anything. Why? Because they're playing right along with the doggone game. I've said many times, it's not just the Democrats that are creating the trouble, you guys. And if you can see what's happening in the Republican Party, there is a division, if you will. There are those who support Trump because they want what Trump wants. And then there are those who don't support Trump because they want what the Democrats want. They want to destroy this country. The evidence is before you. You would have to really be dumbfounded not to see what is going on in this country. What was it, the mayor? I think it was the mayor of New York. He said, we've had enough. We can't take this anymore. Well, wait a minute, mayor. I thought you were one of those cities where, you know, anybody is, well, everybody's welcome. Come on in. Yeah. The crime rate has gone through the roof. The people are fed up. And why? That's what I'm saying. All of that garbage was all by design. None of it was necessary. It was brought on by design. Because prior to all these people coming in and all these people being shipped to New York, prior to that, crime was bad, but it wasn't anywhere near what it is today. Not even close. We didn't have immigrants and I'll just leave it as immigrants because I catch so much grief. No, forget that garbage. Illegal immigrants coming in and beating up cops and then not even being charged. Well, I think being charged, but then let loose. Oh, well, listen, come back in a month and we'll talk to you then. Okay, bye. Oh, where do you live? Oh, you don't live. You're on the street. No worries. The people coming into this country, stepping in, breaking the law, and then being paid for it, that should piss every one of you off. It pisses me off. I work like a dog to make my dollars. I don't have a money machine like some of these people do. And they treat them better than they treat our city. They treat them better than they treat the veterans, for God's sake. The veterans are lowlives. These people are up on the upper scale. They're given places. Sometimes the hotels they stay in are Class A hotels, for God's sake. We're being set up. And my argument is, I don't see any real effort. I see a lot of mouth going on. Well, we're going to do this. Well, we're going to do that. Blah, 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 blah. I don't see any physical effort to stop this insanity. And what little physical effort that happens is frowned upon. And I go back to the story of Texas. You know, there's other border states that they can come through, and there's places just, even in Texas, there's still places that they can get through. So they're coming in here, and they're told to come here. This is another thing. Who's telling them to come here? How do they show up after these supposedly, I don't know, they find them coming in from all kinds of countries. Where'd they get the money to fly halfway around the world to come in here? Meanwhile, we have countries going, hey, you know what? Borders open in America. Let all of your prisoners out. Now we don't have to pay for them anymore. Let them deal with them. And all of your people that are in the insane asylum, all your sick people that are sick in the head, let them out. Anybody else, let them out. Let them all out. Why should we have to pay for them? America's going to pay for them. That's what we're getting. Don't be fooled. We're getting the bottom of the barrel in some cases. And in other cases, it's not just the bottom of the barrel. It is people who are resentful. Coming into this country, they're already resentful. They are prepared to take us to war on our own land. And that's one of the things I have said for many years. You cannot continue being the bully of this planet and not expecting that bullyingism, if there is such a word, to come back and bite you in the proverbial behind. And that's what we're looking at. We're not far from that at all. I saw a report today where a Russian nuclear submarine was noted off of the coast of Miami. And then they believe the same one is now in Cuba. Well, Cuba is 90 miles from Key West. And it wouldn't take a whole lot to fire a nuclear missile from Cuba and have it hit, I don't know, the heartland somewhere, wherever, whatever they have as a target. It wouldn't be big deal at all. They're only 90 miles from Key West. And I think Florida is about 800 miles long. I think so. 800, maybe 900 miles long. That's, you know, in terms of ballistic missiles, that's a drop in the bucket. They go thousands of miles. Do you think that that would be going on if Trump was president? And I wonder, you know, I've had several different sources that I look at, and they're saying Biden is going to be president and he's going to drop out. Well, who's going to take his place? Well, these people believe that it should be Kamala Harris. God help us. Please, God. Kamala Harris, the cackle lady. As the president of the United States, I mean, we went from Obama, who was straight up communist, dirty, no good for nothing, sewer sucking slug. We went from Obama. We went from like the darkness into the light. It was amazing. It was truly amazing. To Donald Trump, who basically was almost the opposite of Obama. And then we went right back into the darkness again. And we're happy with it. No, well, maybe happy isn't a correct term. We're tolerating it. We're allowing it. We're not doing anything about it. We're not writing to those who are supposed to be representing us and saying, look, why aren't you doing something about what's going on? This is affecting every one of us. No, we'd rather have a debate that the entire world looks at our country and just laughs their behind off at us. I was so ashamed. Maybe there's just no shame left. But my generation was taught to, if you did something, you should be ashamed of. If it's something that was really wrong, you should be ashamed. You should, and in that shame, it should cause you, give you reason not to repeat it, not to continue down whatever that is. But we don't have that anymore. It's almost encouraged, for God's sake. We have somebody who they call the president of the United States who openly commits treason in our face, openly, and nothing happens to him. We have a president, a former president, who has founded at least two, and I think it was three and maybe going on four, peace accords, who caused the fire of war in his time to be almost quenched completely, who saw to it that the people who he was supposed to represent, in which in fact he did, saw to it that the people gained the most benefits within his power. No, somebody like him has to be persecuted. Somebody like him, we want to put him in jail. You know, that's what they're talking about now, right? They're trying to find a way to put him behind bars. They think that if they put him behind bars, then he won't win the election. Now, if you think that that is insane, thank you. If you think there's nothing wrong with that, you're part of the problem. We need to have people who are actively seeking change in this country. And the kind of change that I'm talking about is not the kind of change that Obama was talking about. I'm talking about change in the sense that we go back to we know what worked. Go back to, supposedly at least, the highest the law of our country, of our land. We go back to the Constitution, where each one of these people who have supposedly, because I find now that some of them haven't taken the oath of office, but each one of these people supposedly are to take an oath, and within that oath they are to protect, defend, and promote the Constitution of the United States. Meanwhile, we got them talking about disarming us while allowing God knows what coming across our southern border. Oh, no, you can't have more than 5 bullets in your gun. Oh, well, gee, man, what happens when 10 of them show up? I only get to shoot 5 and then I'm done for, right? Go pound sand. These people are totally out of control. Now, it may not be 100% of them up there, but it is, sadly, it is the majority of them up there, and it is both sides. You know, we got the right wing, we got the left wing. Bananas. They're the same freaking bird. I'm getting upset again. I'm sorry, I don't mean to rant. But it's, you know, as somebody who's reached the age that I have reached, and I thank God, because many of my friends are no longer here. And I've personally seen three of my childhood friends pass away. I'm grateful for that. But people don't realize what this country has gone through, particularly in the last 20 years. Just a 20-year mark was just, I kept gasping, going, this is kind of, no, they can't put, I can't even give you a word to describe. And words would not come out of my mouth to properly describe what I was feeling. I'm watching this country slowly being chipped away at here, chipped away at there. I was watching in certain cases where police were totally out of control, totally. And then other places where they're justified. But the places that were totally out of control were totally unnecessary in some cases. I watched a guy, there was a guy and a girl in a hotel room, and he had some kind of an air pressure cleaning tool that looked like a gun. And he was displaying it to this lady, and somebody saw them through a window and said, this guy's got a gun in room blah, 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 whatever. And the cops show up, and they get the lady out. She's on crawl. They want her crawling on the ground. So she's crawling on the ground to them, and they're pointing guns at them. Now it's the guy's turn. Come on out. You know, crawl on the ground on your belly towards me. He's crawling towards them. And as he's crawling towards them, his pants are falling down. He goes to reach to pull his pants up and is fired upon with a long rifle, a long gun, five or six times. This guy was, there was no way he was going to get up. And then somehow that was justified. And all he was trying to do is pull his freaking pants up. There's another video, and this one happened in Miami. I remember this one vividly because it was in the area where I grew up. Where this man is speaking to an autistic man, or it could be an adult, but he has a mentality of a child. The child is upset, and it looks like he's got something in his hand. It later determined it was like a toy, a dump truck or something. Dump truck toy or something. This man's out there trying to console them. Somebody calls in and says, this man's trying to kill this guy, right? This is a white counselor and a black autistic man. And somebody calls in and says, he's trying to kill this guy. Well, the police show up. Oh, my God. It's like stepping on a red ant pile, right? Step on the pile and they just come swarming out everywhere you can imagine. Well, the police show up. I don't know how many of them, 6, 7, 8, 9, who knows? They're all showing up. They all got guns pointed at this guy and they tell him, put your hands up in the air. Okay, now he's got his hands up in the air. Well, the autistic guy, he's like, you know, he's in another world. He's not really paying attention. They're trying to get him to pay attention, trying to get him. And this counselor's going, he's autistic. I'm his counselor. I'm his doctor. I'm a doctor. He could have been his doctor. I don't remember. So he's got his hands up in the air now. Nothing is in this guy's hands. And they shoot him. Unfortunately, it wasn't fatal, but they shot the guy. And later on, when the police officer who shot the guy was asked, why'd you shoot him? He goes, I don't know. That guy still got his job. We have, from the very basis, the very roots of our society, all the way up to the top, we have corruption. And because it's not been dealt with, it's just like a cancer. It just continues to grow. That police officer, if you want to call him that, that shot an unarmed man in front of, I don't know how many people, on tape, I mean, it's on video, for God's sake. Nothing happening, not a letter of reprimand, nothing to try to straighten out his behavior. Why did you shoot the guy? I don't know. That's a great answer. You're fired. He should be tried for murder, for God's sake. No, he's a police officer, and this is one of the things I disagree with our President Trump. He wants to provide immunity for the police officers. I think that there should be no immunity for police officers. They should suffer the same responsibility as you or I if they do something that is against the law, just like this police officer did to this man who was completely unarmed, hands up in the air, the guy's waiting for them to make the next move and they shoot him. That's ridiculous. But this is the mentality that we have over the years. This is the mentality that I have seen. When I was growing up, I got to tell you, I got in a lot of trouble when I was growing up. I grew up in a little town inside of the Miami city limits called Coral Gables. And back then, you were not allowed to have fireworks, any fireworks. The only thing that was allowed was sparklers. That was it. Anything other than sparklers would get the cops to show up. And we had, Carl Gables had their own police department. So police literally would show up within seconds, within 15 or 20 seconds, sometimes police would show up. So, you know, me, I love fireworks. I used to, I'm not anymore, but I'm growing up, I love the bang, I love the boom, I love all that stuff. So, of course, we'd find a way to find fireworks. We'd buy fireworks, and we'd be lighting fireworks off, and son of a gun, the police would show up, and I'd end up at the police station, and my dad would have to come get me out from the police station. Those police officers, when they came to my dad's house one day, I got picked up for something else that I did. And they came to my dad's house. They were wearing ties. They had caps on, hats on. And when they came to speak to my mom, they removed their hat. And they said, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Whatever it was, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. You don't see that anymore. And there were neighborhood cops. There were six of them. Each of them worked two at a time, 8 hours apiece. And we got to know them, and they got to know us. Now, maybe mine was a kind of unusual story because I was constantly figuring out ways. Me and my friends were constantly figuring out ways to be in trouble. So the cops were always, we kept them busy. We kept them entertained, I guess, is the best way to put it. But we got to know all six of them. And, you know, a couple of them were, I would prefer to do without, but hey, they were our neighborhood cops. They took care of us. You don't have that I'm aware of. That's not going on today. We don't have police officers that literally work in the neighborhood and they know the people of the neighborhood. And they didn't carry the same equipment that a soldier carries in a state of war. But they will tell you today that, well, that is absolutely necessary because of the crimes that we are faced with and the criminals that we have to deal with. We have to have this power, firearm power, in order to be able on a level field with these people. And that's sad because not only are they equipped physically with the soldier's equipment, many of them have the mentality of a soldier. So they don't look at civilians as the people they're supposed to be serving. They look at them as an enemy. And in some cases, they're absolutely right. I'm not arguing that. But I'm saying there are cases, and there shouldn't be. There are cases where, like the one I just told you about in Miami, where they, for whatever reason, somebody innocent ends up getting killed. The one I told you about where he was crawling, I think that was in Las Vegas. He was attending a convention of some sort there, and this was one of the products that they were selling. And so this officer that shot this guy, he didn't even... There was no evidence that this guy was a threat. He's laying on the ground, for God's sake, crawling to him, as he was told. But he ends up with six or seven shots from a long rifle. There's no way he's going to survive that. And then it's justified shooting. And there are others. There are many others that I've seen where it just enrages me because in the era that I grew up, the police were not like they are today. We didn't have that element in our police. And I understand that some of it has been brought about because of the way society has been manipulated into what it is today. And again, I say to you, much of what we're going through, much of it, if not all of it in some cases, is all by design. It's all by a system that's in place. And the system is to promote and continue the destruction of this country. That means when I say that to you, I'm not saying those words lightly. That means that we will not be able to have the freedoms that so many have shed blood for. That's unacceptable to me. That's totally unacceptable to me. And that's one of the reasons I do what I do. People need to know. Now, some people don't want to know. I've had people tell me straight up. When I was a baby in all of this, maybe that's a better way to put it. I was so overwhelmed with the information that was out there. I was carrying with me at any given time 10 to 15 CDs that had videos on them. And there were videos of scientific research on what was being sprayed on us, like were like insects, were like roaches. They're up there with the raid spraying us, okay? It was CDs with videos about cancer, CDs with videos about what's called the Illuminati and how both sides of the war are funded by one fund. So it doesn't matter who wins and who loses. The fund ends up winning no matter what. All of these different things, trying to wake people up. And as I had a computer shop, a computer repair shop, I had a guy come in, and he clearly was from New York. He had a very heavy New York accent. He told me his computer wasn't working right, blah, 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 blah. I said, okay, it'll be X amount of dollars, and we'll get your computer up and running. I got his computer up and running, figured out what the problem was, called him up, had him come back. And one of the things I did for people was, when they came in, made sure that the computer was on and running so they could see the computer was running. There wasn't any problem with it. I'd turn it off, then I would turn it back on again so that they would see you can turn it on and turn it off and it's okay. And then I'd turn it off and I would carry it out to their car. And so I carried it out to his car and put it in his trunk for him. And I'm a curious guy. I strike up a conversation with him. I said, I can tell you're from New York. You have a heavy New York accent. He says, yes, yes. I said, so were you there for the event? And he says, yes, I was there. I'm a former police officer. I said, oh my God. I said, I have some information if you'd be interested about 9/11 and some of the things that occurred around 9/11. I said, you know, those buildings, the airplanes didn't bring those buildings down. He looked me straight in the eye and says, I don't want to talk about it. Thank you. Wish you a good day. Thanks for taking care of my computer. Goodbye. Didn't want to hear it. Didn't want a word. Now, mind you, he's not even in New York. This is in Florida. He's not even in New York anymore. He's retired. He's not even with the police department. He doesn't want to know. He knew deep down inside there's something was wrong, but he didn't want to make a stand for whatever reason. I don't know. He may have justified reasons to do it. That's not my point. My point is there are people who know things that could help us change this world to make it a better place for all of us, but they refuse to do so. They would rather stand on the sideline and watch these evil, perverted, no-good-for-nothing, sewer-sucking slugs ruin the rest of our lives. And for somebody like me, I'm concerned about my children. I'm concerned about my grandchildren. When I was growing up, my parents had the luxury, because I look at it as a luxury now, my parents had the luxury of being able to make the decision that one of them could remain at home and work at home. And I'm not talking about working for a company. I'm talking about working for the family at home, cleaning the house, cooking, doing the wash, whatever was necessary to have a clean home and welcoming home for the family. And to have another one, and the spouse work outside the home, make enough money to afford a home, to afford a vacation, to have a nice car. All of that on the auspices of one person working. You have families where both people work and they still can't make ends meet. They have financially raped us over the years, over and over and over again. And they've done it in such I can't even think of a word to describe it. It's so dark. They smile at you and they tell you, well, this is for your benefit. This, we're going to do this. We're going to do that. And reality of it all, when it's all boiled down and you get to the bottom line, because as a businessman, I don't care what you got to sell me. What's the bottom line? After all is said and done, what does it cost me? So when you figure out what these people are telling, we're going to do this, we're going to do that, and you figure out what the bottom line is you're paying for all of this. Oh, we're going to provide this. Oh, we're going to provide that. Well, those of us who work, this is another thing that has just, I'm so twisted over this. So you go to work and you earn money. And the money that you earn from the sweat of your brow, what skill that may be, is whatever it is. Whatever money that you earn, whatever that amount is your money. That's yours. The moment that somebody says, I want some of your money, that's called slavery. And for you to go to work 40 freaking, some people, it's not even 40, doesn't even come close anymore. They're working 60, 65 hours a week. They're hardly having any time to sleep before they have to go back to work. Just to live in a small apartment is probably big enough to take a poop and have dinner. It's disgusting what I see happening today. The way that these people have stolen everything from us. When I was growing up, one of my chores was to cut the grass. I've told this story many times, but it's worth repeating. And so one particular weekend, I cut the grass, and my dad usually would give me a silver dollar. That was the biggest coin that we had back then. It was large. It was heavy. And as a young boy, it was big in my hand, you know, and heavy. I mean, that thing was, that was a coin. So I cut the grass. My dad gave me $2 bills. He usually gave me, I got $1 usually, but one silver dollar. But this time he felt bad. He knew that I like silver dollars. He didn't have me. He gave me $2 $1 bills. I said, Dad, I want that. I want the silver dollar. I was willing to give back the $2. Give me the silver dollar, because the silver dollar just felt good in my hand. And he said, I'm sorry, I don't have any. I forgot to get some. When you're done with school on Monday, you take these two silver dollars down to the bank. We had a branch for the Federal Reserve down, not very far from us, within walking distance. Take them down there. Tell the lady you want two silver dollars. I took them down there. I told the lady I'd like two silver dollars. She gave me two silver dollars. Those silver dollars today, if you were just to take them and melt them, don't do anything else but just melt them, they are worth a minimum of $15. And just depending upon what the price of silver is, it's sometimes as much as $28 or $30. Just depends on what the silver price is. Look up what the silver price is today. Those silver dollars were almost an ounce. And of that ounce, it was 0.987 or 0.897, 897, I think it was, 0.897 pure silver. So it's almost 90% silver, and it was an ounce. So look up whatever the cost of an ounce is of silver is today, melted silver, and multiply that by 3/4, and that's what you got. So it was 15, say it was $15 an ounce. Multiply that 0.75. That's what that dollar is worth today. So they're paying you with a dollar that is worth far less, a fraction, a literally a fraction of a dollar that was issued to us years back. And you can't take that dollar and demand precious metal. The coins that we carry, I remember a time when the coins, all of our quarters, all of our, we had 50-cent pieces, our dimes, were all silver. Silver. Nickel wasn't silver. Nickel, I think, was something else. But the dime, the quarter, the 50-cent piece, the dollar, all silver. 90% silver. You don't have that today. You're lucky if you got 2%, 1%. There's a coating on the coin. And the rest of it is some very inexpensive metal of some sort that they figured out how to put it all together. You look at the side of a coin and you'll see that discoloration. And that's because of the different metals that are in there. In the old days, you didn't see that discoloration. It was all one thing. I see the new coin today. I saw a picture of one. I haven't actually held one in my hand. But in the old days, we had In God We Trust, and the head of, I think it was Washington, was facing In God We Trust. According to this picture, unless it was Photoshopped, and I'm looking to see, this particular, I think it was a nickel, the head was facing away from In God We Trust. If this is true, and I'm not surprised if it is, because there is such an attack upon quote Christianity today. There is just an outright attack upon people who believe that there is a better way to go through life, and that better way is to love your neighbor like you love yourself, to love our Creator. We didn't come out of a big explosion, people. That just didn't happen. We certainly didn't come from monkeys, because there's still monkeys on the planet. Something happened somewhere in our previous history that caused us to be what we are today. There was a creator involved in all of this from the very beginning. But they want this idea of a higher authority, because they're the ultimate authority. And when I say they, these are the people that call themselves the Illuminati, the illuminated ones, the ones who believe, truly believe, that they are here to do nothing but to control this planet for their pleasure, for their pleasure. They constructed a site in Georgia that was called the Georgia Guidestones. And it stayed there for many years until several years ago, I think it was, that somebody blew it up. Whether them, I don't know if it was them or somebody else, somebody blew it up, was taken down. But the first line, the very first line of, I don't know, 10 different things, maybe it was their 10 commandments, if you will, the very first line was to maintain humanity at 500 million in balance with nature, as they called it. 500 million people. I've heard numbers anywhere from 7 billion upwards of 8 point something billion people on the planet. So let me break it down into millions for you. We'll just say, let's just say there's 7,000 people on, 7 billion people on the planet. That is 7,000 million people on the planet. They want to go from 7,000 to 500. That's their goal. And the reason they want to do that is they can control us all. At 500 million, they can do whatever they want. They can create Disneylands, adult more Epstein islands all around the world. And they can fly from one to the other, get bored with this one, then go to that one. And there ain't spit that we're going to be able to do about it, because they will have the wherewithal to control us, literally our minds and our bodies. Now, I know there are people who have heard what I have said before, and they said, Riscala, you're crazy. There's no such thing. People can't do that. And that's the sad part. You don't have an open mind, open enough to understand that there are things that go on that are far beyond your imagination. I try to talk to people about a drug, if you want to call it a drug, called adrenochrome. And I tell them where the adrenochrome comes from. They go, no, that's BS. That's bull feces, in other terms. And it's not. It's true. And it's being used, and it's being advocated, sometimes even in movies. There's a movie clip out there somewhere where the guys, they were doing something, had a shootout or something, and the guy sees this little bottle of red stuff. He says, what is this? And the guy says, he takes a sip of it, and he says, what is this? It's adrenochrome. Adrenochrome, oh. They don't talk about where it comes from. They don't talk about how it's processed. They just tell you it's adrenochrome. And then they throw it into your face. How many of you are using Chrome as your browser, for your internet browser? Do you know they have a division called Adrene? You can't make this stuff up. We go back to this thing that they were jabbing people in the arm with. I'm going to get in trouble with this, I know, because YouTube hates this. YouTube has removed every one of, I had a lot of videos on my channel, and they have removed every one of them that had anything to do with the thing that goes in your arm or anything to do with the big C word, because I showed data that said that those, the big C, I've had the big C twice, and I've killed the big C twice, and I shared that on my, they took it down. This is the problem that we have today. We have corporations that are so powerful, they can literally control our lives, and there's nobody's doing anything about it. Actually, they're promoting it. They're just carrying on with it. And of course, anything to do with the stuff that went in your arm, the big number 19, anything to do with that, they took all that down. So I have to be careful how I use the terms, but so you'll understand what I'm saying. The thing that went into people's arms, some of those were manufactured under several patent numbers. One of the patent number is 2020/06-06-06. And that right there should make the hair on the back of your neck stand straight. 2020, for the year it was introduced, 06-06-06. Go look up that patent and see what that patent is. When I said to you earlier that they want to be able to control us, every part of us, the patent that I just mentioned to you is an injectable technology. It is not what they told you. They had to change the definition of the V word, V like Victor. They had to change the definition because in the definition, a V would defend you against getting it and stop you from spreading it. Well, guess what? Their V didn't do any of that. So they had to change the definition. In the description of this patent, it says that this technology, once it is injected, can self-replicate and is able to produce nanocomputers with sensors all over your body, in your brain, in your stomach, in your lungs, in your heart, everywhere, all over your body. They will be able to tell the last time you went to the bathroom. They'll be able to tell the last time you had a meal. They'll be able to tell what you had. They'll be able to tell if you're taking your drugs. They'll be able to tell everything. Along with that, now here's where people really freak out on me. Along with that, this technology breaks the brain barrier, which means that these sensors are now in your brain. They are able to transmit thoughts into your brain. Now, for those of you who have said, okay, Rascal, I got to tune you out. Can't take this. This is a bunch of crap. Can't deal with it. Just go look up the patent. 2020/06-06-06. I don't think every one of them, you know, there's three major manufacturers here in the U.S. I don't think all of the V's included the technology. I do believe quite a few of them did. There are people who are reporting when they walk by something that is looking for Bluetooth connections, it lights up when they walk by. There is an individual who has an issue with their cell phone. They can't use their cell phone anytime they try to make a call. The cell phone just acts like there's nothing there. So he's on video. I see him on video. He presses the buttons to make the phone call. They blur out the numbers so that you can't see the phone number. But you can see him pressing the numbers, and you can see him showing up on the phone. Hits send, and then the phone just goes right back to the original icon, like the home screen. Hands the same phone to his friend. He said, go back and see if you can recall the last number. The last number's not recalled. He says, put that number, here's the number, put this number in, and hit send. He puts the number in, hits send, the call goes through. He hands the phone to his friend. As the call is going through, hands the phone to his friend, the phone goes right back to the home screen. It's the craziest stuff in the world. And we are being subjected to this. How many people realize that every day, I don't care where you are, somewhere on this planet, people are being sprayed. And we really don't know what they're spraying us with. There are people who have done investigations and found the majority of it is aluminum, barium, and strontium, three heavy metals in a nanoparticulate state. That means that they are easily ingestible into our system. People who have Alzheimer's, people who have dementia, people who have serious mental issues, trying cognitive issues, they find a common denominator is high levels of aluminum. This is nanoparticulates of aluminum being sprayed on us. We're breathing it. You don't even know you're breathing it. When you look up in the sky and you see that aircraft passing by, and there's a white line behind that aircraft, if that white line is not disappearing, because they want you to believe that's condensation trails, commonly called contrails, if that white line is not disappearing shortly after it's being laid out, that's a chemtrail. It's a chemical trail. That is a chemical that is being aerosolized upon us. I have a video where there were, I guess it was a rocket, or I'm not sure. I think it was a rocket. They were launching a rocket. And in the process of launching this rocket, they spread out lithium. They sprayed lithium on people. Go look up lithium. See what lithium does. It's not the best thing in the world for you. So I wonder how many people realize that every day we're being somewhere around the United States, somebody's being sprayed. Where I'm at, it's almost every freaking day. It's disgusting. And some days it's just horrible. And when I lived in Florida, it's the same thing. Any of the nations that are involved with the world, what is it, the World Health Organization, or it's NATO? I think it's NATO. Any of them that are involved in NATO, they all do the same thing. It doesn't matter here, UK, if you're in NATO, you're having your skies sprayed with this garbage. And for the longest time when I was telling people about it, they said, that's just crap. It just, even the news stations even say it's crap. They didn't want to hear about it. I tried to contact, I can't tell you how many different news stations they want to hear about it. They want to talk about it? No. Now it's, in some of the news stations at least, now they're talking about it. And they're telling you it's called geoengineering. And it's to help the planet from heating up, because the planet is heating up from the sun beating down on the planet. What a bunch of garbage. If anybody would just think for a minute. Now, wait a minute now. We're sitting on a planet, and we have molten rock coming out of our planet. No. It's not the freaking sun, you big dipstick. But that's what they want you to believe. They want you to believe that, oh, the sun, you know, if you go out in the sun and you spend any time out in the sun, especially down in Florida, you can feel, you can literally feel the heat of the sun. Yeah, so what? You think that that heat hitting our planet is causing our planet to heat up to the point where it can melt freaking rocks underneath the planet down in our core? Come on. We need to get real here. That's not what's going on at all. And then they'll claim, well, you know, it's also climate change, that humans are involved with climate change. Another bunch of garbage. This is being imposed upon us by people who fly their freaking private jets back and forth wherever the hell they want to go. And one of those jets would put out more pollution than one of our cars in an entire year. But they're flying back and forth who knows how many times a day and telling us what to do. And they want to feed us insects on top of all that garbage. Pound sand. It isn't happening here. And I need to do the best I can do to convince people, don't let it happen there. Go back and look at what I told you. 2020-06-06-06. Go look at that. If you think this is all garbage, if you think what I'm telling you is out there on the fringe and it's not true, and you don't go look it up for yourself, then you are part of the problem. Because one of the major issues that we have today in this country that's causing division is someone will hear something, particularly from the freaking television, and, oh, that's it. It's written in concrete. That's, you know, that's written in stone. That's the truth. It's got to be the truth. Don't question it. Don't look into it. No, just take it as it is. And they've been able to get away with this forever. Sadly, it is looking up a little bit, though. I got to say, CNN has totally gone by the wayside. Finally. But there's still people who listen to this garbage. There's still people who promote this insanity. And there are people who accept it. That just blows my mind. Now, I can understand if they paid maybe a couple of hundred people to go to a Let's Go Brandon rally. You know, all right, here's a, you know, here's $500. I want you to show up there. I want you. Got to hear excitement, you guys. I've got to hear. When, after the debate, his wife, oh Lord help me, so his wife helps him off the stage, right? She's like helping an old man literally off the stage, and then they're in some kind of a room later on, and he's talking to everybody, and she has the microphone. She says, Joe, I'm so proud of you. I'm paraphrasing because I don't remember exactly. You answered every question. What the hell, man? We expect him not to answer the question? And then the people were really on top of that. There's people in the background going, yay, yay. They're all clapping. I want whatever kind of drug you're giving them. Can I have a little bit of that? Because I'd love to have that alternative reality. I just be able to see the train coming and say, oh, well, it's okay. It's all right. Yay. Unbelievable. Truly unbelievable to me how people, how can anybody support this insanity? I get a loss for words. Oh, my God. All right, I got to take a break here. Let me see if I can find my break. Yeah. So one of the problems that I have, like I mentioned earlier, when I am attempting to do something, I have this extreme lag because the poor computer, if I were doing just radio, and this is something else that I've not been able to figure out. I got more people still listening on the radio. Those of you who listen on the radio, thank you. I appreciate it. But I still have more people listening on the radio than I have watching on live. Well, tonight is really not a good excuse for live, but for, you know, we're on YouTube, we're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and I'll have maybe a handful of people watching, maybe. We're on the radio, and I have to go look again, but it's a hell of a lot more than that. Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go. Let's see if I can make this work.
Stay tuned, folks. We're hitting pause for a quick break. We're not going anywhere. We'll be back before you know it with more on the Red Pill Reality Show.
Are you a business owner? Did you know that the government is holding funds right now for your business? The program is called the Employee Retention Act. It's done through the IRS and part of the CARES Act, and it's available to just about every business. This could mean literally hundreds of thousands of dollars into your business. This is not a loan. It's 100% legal and paid directly to you. Go to getmymoneyback.net. That's getmymoneyback.net to watch a brief video and find out how you can qualify. Getmymoneyback.net. Go there now.
Do you need toner for your Epson, Hewlett-Packard, Canon, Brother, Apple, or Sharp printers? Look no further than Laser Technologies. In business for over 20 years, they offer the lowest prices on toner on the web. They can also repair your laser printers and toners fast and easy. Call their expert staff today at 561-792-9600 or email us at service@laser-technologies.com for all your toner needs. All toner is shipped nationwide. Why wait? Get the lowest prices on toner. Call or email us today.
You have asked, are we happy? Are we happy and effective? Consultation with leading experts in the field makes it perfectly clear, that we are all now programmed for perfect happiness,
Interesting and thought-provoking information for you coming up on the Red Pill Reality Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
All right, let's see. Oh my goodness. I gotta tell you guys, I have to have this new computer soon. This is like driving me crazy now. Okay. All right. So for those of you on the radio who are listening, you didn't really notice what was going on, but those who are watching, we had a period of quiet there that still won't go away. My goodness. Yeah. This is part of the problem that I'm having. So I think the people who are watching live, I think you can hear me. It says break up there, and it's not break. It's not break. It won't go away. This is the problem I'm having. Come on, you got to do better. Yeah. All right, well, see if this will work. Oh, now we. All right, so I apologize. You on the radio, you're missing out on all the fun because the computer's just gone berserk, doing all kinds of crazy stuff for me here. Wow. This is rather frustrating, I got to be honest. I can't get it to stop saying break. I can't get my icon back up there. Goodness.
Yes.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe it's me. Nope, can't do that. Wow. So I tried refreshing, but that's not going to work because it'll sign me off. All right. Well, for those of you who are watching, this is break time. It's not break time. I can't get it to go away. It's got a mind of its own tonight. It's just doing its own thing. I can't even get it to change. Change it. Oh, there's something in the background. There we go. Yeah, but this is irritating. I'm getting so irritated I can't keep my mind on what I want to talk about. Lord have mercy. Go away. Go away. Well, I don't know what to do about that. I'm hoping that you guys can hear me. I'm getting kind of angry now that this garbage is going on. I can't change it. We're not on break. I know it shows break on the screen. It will not go away. It's just mad at me. It doesn't like me for whatever reason. Wow. That's just kind of like what I was talking about with the debate thing. We have one guy who, you know, he don't belong there, right? I got this computer that I'm using. It just doesn't belong. And we got another guy, this computer that I'm building, who could easily handle this without any problem. But yet, the guy that could easily handle the problem is not in the picture, the other computer that I have. But the guy who is messing everything up, right along. Oh, well, I am trying desperately to get rid of this insanity, but it just won't go away. And instead, it does other crazy things. So that should happen, and I don't see that happening. Nope. All right. Well, I may just have to cut it short tonight because I don't want to deal with this insanity. This is like stupid. This is stupid. You know what I'll do? No, that won't work either. Wow. All right, guys. Listen, I apologize. Everything I'm trying on my end is not working. Nothing is working. I think I'm just going to call it quits because I'm getting too angry and I can't keep my composure. I'm liable to use some colorful language at this point because this, come on. Nope. Still don't want to go away. Lord have mercy. All right. Well, to those of you who tuned in tonight, thank you. I greatly appreciate it. I don't want to continue because I'm just getting very frustrated. This is what I was telling you about earlier. Those who are watching, you're seeing the screen say break. I turned it off, I don't know, 30 seconds, a minute ago. It's still showing up. And I'm trying to bring up another picture of something else I wanted to talk about. It won't come up. I have a video I wanted to play. It won't come up. I'm going to quit. While my language is clean, I'm going to quit. Thank you, guys. I greatly appreciate it. And I'll be back next week. And hopefully, I'm praying, I'll have my new computer set up and we will have video. I'll have my camera running and I won't run into these issues where everything is just kind of locked up. And I'm hoping that I'm transmitting. I don't even know if people are listening to me or hearing me at this point. But anyway, be back next Saturday. God bless you all. Thank you so much. Be well. And I'm looking forward to having a new computer. I hope. Fingers crossed. Knocking on wood. So long.